Good afternoon. The Andalusia and Madrid regions voiced their complaints yesterday at a meeting with other regional chiefs and the Central Health Ministry about a delay on the decision as to whether a second dose of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine should be administered to the under-60s. Officials from both regions called on the ministry to find a quick solution to the problem. Earlier this year, essential personnel under 60 were given their first dose of AstraZeneca. However, its use among younger sectors of the population was put on hold after the vaccine was shown to be associated with very rare cases of blood clots. Since then, the ministry has been due to make a decision about whether this group should get their second shot of the same medication, should get a different vaccine, or indeed shouldn't get a second dose at all. The health department is considering ways of ensuring no dose is wasted and that voluntary vaccination is an option for the 140,000 people who have received the first shot. The regional premier of Madrid, Isabel Díaz Ayuso, threatened yesterday to start using AstraZeneca for the second shots with or without the blessing of the Central Health Ministry. British Airways, part of the IAG group, today announced that it will be the world's first airline to trial an ultra-rapid coronavirus test, which produces results within 25 seconds ahead of the return to global travel from the UK from Monday. The airline, which has been forced to make thousands of redundancies as a result of the pandemic, called the pilot scheme a game-changer. Flight and cabin crew will be required to take a Pelican COVID antigen test from the medical tech company Canary Globarm, with results to be compared against their standard test results. Meanwhile, the government has announced a new multinational advertising campaign which is hoped to help kickstart the tourism sector in the coming months. In a presentation yesterday, Tourism Minister Reyes Maroto launched the You Deserve Spain campaign, which will be seen in the UK, France, Germany, Italy, Belgium, Sweden, the Netherlands and Poland between now and July. Adverts are to be placed in newspapers, magazines and all billboards and TV screens. The campaign is set to peak at the time when the EU Green Passport scheme will launch, enabling increased non-essential travel across Europe. One of Spain's leading experts in the fight against COVID-19 expressed his hope that the country will have eliminated the virus by the end of 2022. Fernando Simón, the Director of Health Emergencies and Alerts, also said that wearing masks in public should remain compulsory until at least 70% of the population has been vaccinated. In a press conference, Mr. Simón said although he is quietly confident, issues such as new variants of the virus could create further complications. The European Commission has raised the economic growth forecast for Spain's gross domestic product for both this year and next. However, it also believes unemployment will not significantly fall this year. In its latest economic forecast of the bloc, it said it had forecast the economy to grow 5.9% this year and 6.8% next. The report also went on to say that they expect unemployment to rise slightly in the second half of this year before falling in the next financial period. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.